Deshaun did not play his best game ever, but Deshaun played well enough to win, and his teammates let him down. I don't believe that I could say that through the first three games enough, right? Well, one, they won the second game, and I thought Deshaun played fine, but I don't think he played maybe the best game. And then, I'll be honest with you, I think the last three games are a lot of the same. The difference is in this one, if you add the Amari Cooper touchdown, Deshaun would have passed for, I think it was 260 yards, two touchdowns. So even with the interception, as bad as that was, oh wait, that was on Amari Cooper too. Even with the interception, if you're bitching about Deshaun this morning, I think you can just admit to yourself you don't like him. 216-474-0092. As we get started on today's show, Carmen and Lima's Emerging Podcast Scene tackles the sports scene with a different style every Tuesday and Thursday morning at 10:15. Listen live on the 92.3 The Fan Extra channel on the free Odyssey app and 92.3thefan.com, presented by Extend Technologies, or check out every single archived episode. We are going to get to you guys in just a moment here, because today is not just about me screaming into a microphone about how annoyed, frustrated, disappointed I am. But to one thing that I just, and I think it was our good friend Brett who said, how is coaching going to fix a decimated O-line and a quarterback who's a shell of himself? Social media reactions on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. If you think that this was about the quarterback, I don't know what to tell you. I really don't. Again, Deshaun left some plays out on the field. And I know all the internet sleuths out there that are going to pause that fourth down play that he got bumped up by Charles, don't call me Edward Snowden. And, oh, well, they were open, maybe. Guys, I don't know if you know Deshaun. Deshaun has always been a guy that held onto the ball too long. Deshaun's always been a guy that tries to make plays or extend plays with his legs, and then and occasionally does. I mean, I was going to say all the time does, but that's, nobody does it all the time. Even Mahomes makes mistakes. But this is who Deshaun is. So if you look at that and you don't put that on the O-line, I don't know. Like, every quarterback has to have a set amount of time to throw, and he was rolling out to his non-throw shoulder side simply because he didn't have time to throw in the pocket. So he had to bail on that play beforehand. And we keep coming down to the final play that Deshaun doesn't make is more important than the plays he does make. He made one of his best throws to the season to Amari. He made multiple plays late in that game to get you going that were either wiped out by a penalty or bad blocking or a mistake by the player, a drop. So I'm not here to tell you he's blameless, because I do think we're seeing a flaw in the Death Star here with the Browns, that their leadership is not what we want it to be. Their culture, and I say that because I don't think their culture is where they want to be. If they had good culture, the loss to the Giants would have been enough. If they had good culture, as a matter of fact, the embarrassing loss on primetime television with Tom Brady making his much, much, much anticipated debut would have been enough. It's not. But this sure as hell isn't about injuries. Oh, Miles is banged up. He's still playing. Well, Nick Chubb's a running back, guys. Love running backs. Love Nick Chubb. He's the best of them. But if we're saying the running back is the reason why you're not winning, you're probably not a good team. And by the way, getting back to how this is a coaching issue, the coach decided DeJuan Jones, who's clearly not healthy, was going to be out there again this week. The coach decided James Hudson, who hasn't been very good, if you're not going to get rid of one guy who's struggling through injury, maybe get rid of a guy who's not playing that well. Well, we started James Hudson for the fourth straight time. So the coach continues to put out the same cast and crew and then hope for different results. Well, you know what? This offensive line sure does suck, but maybe with another week, they'll suck 5% less. 216-474-0092. This isn't about injuries, guys. Every team in the NFL deals with injuries. Stop making excuses because you don't want to have to evaluate or reevaluate who Kevin Stefanski is. I was really going after like one or two of you there, so, you know, Not trying to brace everybody today, just the Browns. 216-474-0092. Let's go with Coach D in Maple Heights. Welcome to the show, Coach D.
How you doing? Thanks for having me.
Losing my mind a little bit, but thank you for joining us, buddy. What you got?
Well, I want to talk about Coach Stefanski and the inconsistency that we've seen over his term with the Cleveland Browns. One of the things that I'll point out in my personal opinion is that I've noticed that they consistently are a very undisciplined team. This is something that's gone on since he's been there, whether we've been winning or losing. Penalties have deflated that offense over the last 4 years. It's something that I'd like to see change. I want to know if you guys feel the same way. And in addition to that, what do you think about the fact that they're just not physical up front right now? For whatever reason, it just doesn't feel like they're competitive up front. Like, you know, they're getting pushed around a little bit. They should want to block. If they give Deshaun Watson maybe a half more second, a lot of those plays that he's been missing out on are completions. And I think we have a whole different view of where Deshaun Watson is if he has another half a second to throw the ball. So I'll hang up, and I just want to hear you guys' comments on that.
Coach, appreciate you, buddy. Thank you very much there. 216-474-0092 if you'd like to join in. I really would, and I know we can't do this because we don't have access to parallel universes. I would love to know how different the conversation is today if that play for Amari isn't negated. Because let's be real honest with you. The Raiders offense had certainly done enough to win yesterday. I think if you put up those 7 points and you're ahead by three, even with Carlson, who's a hell of a kicker, I think you win that game. And so it is interesting to me to see how much is, but like today, I one of the things I thought about is how much weight should we put into the way they played in the second half? Because Rodney McLeod, who gets credit for the fumble? I keep thinking Winston Reed because he was responsible for the fumble that got called back against Jacksonville. But so you have somebody generate the fumble. Rodney picks it up, scoops and scores, and goes in the end zone. And then it was Amari. And there were a couple other good plays, but by and large, there still aren't enough winning plays. Like, I don't know that had even they won that game, we should give them all that much credit. We would have, because you'd be 2-2, and all of a sudden you'd feel a little bit better. Well, they're not playing well, but that's okay, because as long as they're winning, we do that dance, right? They didn't. Yep, Deshaun made every play that he possibly could. Some were dropped, some were called back. And by the way, this is not to let Deshaun off the hook. Deshaun needs to make plays more consistently. You and I are in 100% agreement. But Deshaun is not within the top three of why the Browns lost. And what I did see, one, kudos to Deshaun for lighting up DeJuan Jones like a Christmas tree off the third down play where Deshaun literally didn't have enough time to get the playoff. Bryant had to rush the throw over the top into the end zone, which was an incompletion. And then kudos to Deshaun for coming back on the bench and loving the guy up a little bit and saying, listen, man, it's just that I believe in you. Kudos to those two things. That was more leadership and passion than I saw from Kevin. Oh, well, you know, got to coach better, got to do better. And then, I almost forgot the end then. No end then. 216-474-0092. With Deshaun threw for 176 yards. With that touchdown, it would have been, and by the way, I think I said 260. It's right around 245, 250. We take those numbers all day long. But instead, we're talking about another Browns loss. Without Max Crosby, without Davante Adams. And they are dangerously close, because I am of the, it's 4 weeks here. I am, that is where I am. They are dangerously close to falling into the irrelevant zone. Not just in the NFL, in this town. Guardians got a playoff series coming up in a couple days here. Cavs are back to it. Like, this was the most disengaged I've ever seen Browns fans going into the season. And I don't know what's going to keep you guys around. I don't know if there's anything that should keep you around. Because you got a team that's not playing hard enough. That's the requisite, right? You play hard, I'll follow you to 1-16. You play hard, and again, I'm not saying guys aren't trying. I'm saying they don't know how to play together. That's actually worse for a team that is the same team from last year than anything else. Deshaun was not absolved completely from blame. But his teammates let him down yesterday, because that was also the dude getting his ass beat left and right, getting up and going on to the next play. 216-474-0092. What are you most disappointed with the Browns 1-3 start? More from you guys and the biggest boo-boo from Kevin Stefanski yesterday. Next on 92.3 The Fan.